Yeah.
Okay. So just to clarify,
Aunt not clarify. Aunt,
no, not Aunt clarify. But just to clarify, we're going to stick to the plan today, right?
We always stick to the plan.
Well, I know, but sometimes, sometimes, you know, we're right there on the precipice, if you will.
No, I won't, but I don't know what you're talking about. We're always audio professionals. I mean, not everyone on Pride 48 can say that. It's
by the way.
Does it even still exist? I guess it does.
By the way, breaking news.
What's that called?
Breaking news. Crooked Hat is listening to the little show.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader. And
just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys? What's going on,
guys? Big fat thing, you.
Man!
Gosh. Excuse me. Blowing the pollen off of the microphone. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 7th of April, 2025. In the y'all, it's been a there's a lot to say. Year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lovett, your partner. I'm one of your hosts, the one y'all. I'm still bone weary. The one
bone weary
who hasn't learned when maybe you've done too much. Mr. Larry H. Bader spelled...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Ooh.
He hasn't learned either. He hasn't learned how to spell. V-A-D-E-R. Larry H. Bader, and joining me is the poppy one himself. It's the big fatty, everyone. Y'all, it's Pops. Well, Pops are Buckies every week, so this week we're back to the Pops.
Not the Poppers. The Pops.
I assume the Poppers are just out of frame. They're just,
right.
They're, right, just down there out of frame a little bit.
Right.
Hi, Big Fatty. Y'all have not spoken to Big Fatty in two weeks.
No.
Yeah.
No. Well, that's not exactly true, because I sent you a message saying that I had gotten something in the mail.
Ah, yes. And I just said, thank you for calling, and, you know.
That was, y'all, it was very cryptic.
Right. Very cryptic. Yeah. Speaking of thank you for all you do, she called me this week. Anyway, yeah, so, but yeah, y'all, since we last recorded, yeah, she called me and we're best friends. Since we last recorded, y'all, it's been some big doings. Well, not for Big Fatty. He went on his nipple walks and went to the Vonzies, probably washed Earl Grey and had Friday at Fatty's, but.
Right. Everything's,
Well, for someone of your advanced age.
Snafu. Situation normal, all fucked up.
Correct. And for someone of your advanced age, that's
yes.
That's how she's going
to
be.
Well, I'm able to do it.
Right. Well, and you know, y'all, the lights have turned off on my keyboard. And there we go. And y'all, I can't see the key.
It is so sad to watch him struggle.
Well,
with this computer every week.
Yeah, y'all. I only use the computer once a week, and y'all, the power went out. And I guess when it came back on, the keyboard reset. But y'all, the keys specifically without the lights, the backlights on, y'all, they don't have any letters on them. Anyway, the light comes through. Anyway, you can't see them in the dark. So, I kept pressing the wrong key. So, anyway, I was queuing something up for later. But, yeah. So, Big Fatty, how have you been the last couple of weeks?
I'm fine. I'm just tired of all this pollen.
Y'all, I thought it had gotten a little bit better. But I, in fact, y'all, I went to on Saturday, y'all, I went to the car wash or to the to get my coffee and everything. That's where the car wash is. And y'all, I was gonna run through the car wash, and I said, you know what? The car's not dirty. It sat for 8-9 days, and then like, and it wasn't too bad. And then y'all, it's supposed to rain here today, as you're hearing this.
Yes.
And I said, I'm not gonna go through the car wash. Y'all went back out on Sunday, and I mean, just covered. The car was just covered. So yeah, and y'all, I might seem a little nasally, and that's because I am. Y'all. I did not, probably did not take care of myself as much as I should have while I was traveling. And y'all came back and didn't take any of the medications. And y'all, the pollen and everything was in my nose. But y'all, I didn't use the nose spray. Y'all, it got on my chest. So I had the chest congestion. I've gotten rid of that, but now it's just a little post-nasal drip. So it does make me cough. So I have the orange sparkling water here.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that you had the cough button ready to press.
We don't have one of those on this little show.
Oh.
But yeah. So, y'all, we need to, you know, we just need to split things up some more. So, you know, I'm going to go ahead, and I have some big show news.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Why is there no sound? Oh, there it is. So, I'm going to go ahead and do this segment for you.
How's your whole
family?
How's your whole?
Not good. Not good.
Family. How's your whole
family?
How is your whole family?
How's your whole?
Trademark Vera Charles.
Ooh, those trademarks have expired. Y'all, come on, go down a little bit lower. Y'all, I was in the Austin, Texas, and y'all, I was talking to the hats, and I said, how are you? And Father Hat said, well, I'm in the hospital.
Oh!
And I said, what's going on? And y'all, he's fallen.
Uh-oh.
And
did he have his life alert on?
Y'all, he fell so hard that he shattered the end table that he fell on and cracked the hardwood floor. So, in the very short version of this is that he, what's it called? Fractured? No. It starts with a C. Anyway. He broke
crushed.
His... No, it's... there's like a hairline fracture of his vertebrae. One of his discs in his back.
Crippled.
Well, that's the correct word. And so, y'all, for the first 4 or 5 days... Y'all, the man's never been in pain. So, you know, what a nightmare. But anyway, y'all, he's gotten the oxy now. So, He's feeling a lot better. Of course, he's not a candidate for surgery because of his health issues. So, y'all, it's been one thing after another. I was going to go up there this weekend, but y'all, the bones.
Well, if for no other reason, it's because he's on the oxy.
Right. So, anyway, all that to be said, y'all, things are hectic at the Hats. So, I'll be spending next weekend in Hatville. Thank you, Red.
What was that?
I don't know. You know more about Red Peters than I do. I don't keep up with that Red Peters. But anyway, y'all, it's just been...
Good old Red Peters.
Yep. So, anyway, so that was that. Y'all, just a quick rundown. Y'all, Austin was good. I absolutely love Apple's campuses. They are so well done. Especially the conference centers. So,
well, and you know, they have nice snacking there, I believe, don't they?
They have the best snacks. the best snacks. So yeah, it was lovely. Y'all, absolutely exhausting, which, you know, a conference, a 3-day conference is, but you know, got a lot out of it and got some good ideas. So that was good. My friend Scott from Saskatoon was there. And so now I'll see him in Lost Wages here 2 weeks from today. But yeah, y'all, we palled around a little bit, if you will. And on that wedding, y'all, this is a LFC story if ever there was one. So my flight on Monday to Austin was at 6:51 a.m. in the morning, which means I really need to leave for the airport from my house by 5:30, just to be safe.
Yes.
And so, you know, I was unsure if I was going to drive or Uber. And so I said, you know what, if I can get an Uber by 5:30, I'll Uber. If not, I'll just drive. Right. And,
right.
And so, and that's just how it'll be. And I don't want to drive because y'all, as much as I hate getting an Uber home from the airport, because it is a little tricky, y'all, the fact that you don't have to walk 83 miles with your bags at midnight and it is right there. You just walk out, you get in it, and you go. So, anyway, y'all, I was able to get a ride. And y'all, it was questionable because he wasn't coming. And all of a sudden, he pulls up and y'all, the car is shaking with bass. Oh. And I was like, that is not what I needed at 5:30 in the morning. But, you know, I opened the door and what do I hear?
Well, Larry! It was kind of the bookmobile of bacon.
It was. And y'all, when I tell you that the seat was shaking, it was so loud, I am not kidding. And I thought about this long and hard. And he seemed like a very nice gentleman. And I just got in. And y'all, he took the longest way to the airport possible. I would never have this. I mean, yes, we got there, but we could not have gone in a more circuitous route to get to the area.
He had to hear all the verses of "Just As I Am," you know.
And y'all, we pull up to the airport. He never says a word. He opens the bag. I get my bag out, and off I go. So, yeah.
Well. So,
yeah, well, a mighty fortress is our God to start the morning. But y'all, that's how the trip started. Yeah, I got there absolutely exhausted, of course, because I got up at 4:00 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But had a good week. Y'all, on Wednesday night, I left the conference a little bit early because the final session didn't appeal to me. And y'all, I went to the Austin Eagle. And so I went to the Austin Eagle and, y'all, I will say I did not have a lot of good things to say about it the last time I was there. It has certainly improved. Now, y'all, it was only about 6 months old when I was there before. So I feel like they've kind of found their way. Y'all, had a few beers there. Y'all, everybody wanted me to stay. But I said, I am Miss Horty. I got to go. And so I was.
So you went to get something to eat? Is that it?
No, I ate before I went. And y'all, the problem with conferences is I had to get up by 6 a.m. to get there on time, and you know, and be awake. So I couldn't stay out all that late. But either way, y'all left there about 9:15. They said it was just getting good. And I said, well, it's going to have to get good without me. I meant to go back, on Thursday night, but y'all, I just decided it was raining and
bone weary.
I was fine, but it was raining. And I said, well, I don't want to drive it's right there, but I don't want to get soaked either. And then I didn't want my clothes and my underpants to get wet. Cause then I'd have to pack it. But y'all, got up on Friday, and went and filled the Jeep. I had a rental Jeep. Went and filled her up with the petrol, and which y'all, I'm gonna tell you, I have not bought petrol. I have not bought petrol in about 6 months, and it. I don't know that I need to do that again. Anyway,
how much was it? Just out of curiosity.
You bought
it at Ewing Oil, I'm sure.
I did. It was $20 for half a tank.
Well, that so I don't know.
I don't have any clue how much it was expensed. So, how much it cost? Irrelevant. Y'all, I like Austin. It's not my favorite city, but it's fine. But y'all went to the area of Puerto. Got there way too early, but I thought it was going to be late. And y'all, they had a little United Club there. And when I say little, I mean the size of my boudoir. And so, y'all, but they were bringing food around to you. It was very odd. Anyway, had a little snack there.
What does the Austin United Club serve?
Well, they all serve the same thing for breakfast, which is eggs and sausage or bacon, like home style, like home fries or country potatoes, whatever you want to call that.
Mm-hmm.
All the toast and bagels with all the spreads, oatmeal with a bunch of toppings, and then a fruit bar. Like it's, you know, fresh fruits and stuff like that. So I usually just get a little bit of the eggs and some fruit and, you know,
a little fruit cocktail.
Exactly. And so, but y'all, I was still there when they put out lunch. I don't know why I was there so long, but y'all, they were serving. They call it the Mexican, meatballs.
That fat guy won't leave. He must be waiting for us to put out lunch.
Apparently. But y'all, the meatballs were delicious. But either way, y'all, this is where I learned a very valuable lesson. And that lesson is I'm too old for all of this. And I always wondered when people got old, why they didn't realize that they were old. And the thing is, you know, I don't think of myself as old. However, y'all, Friday got me. And I got up, I probably got up around 7:30 Friday morning. I didn't need to get up super early. My flight was at noon. Well, I had to get to the area of Puerto, return the car, you know, blah, blah, blah. Okay. And the airport's like 30 minutes away.
And plus, old people like to get to the airport at least 2 hours before their
departure. If there's a United Club, I do, because that's, I didn't really want to eat in Austin. I didn't want to take the time. And, you know, I had also had to, like, clean up, because, I had a suite. I had a one-bedroom suite at the motel, so I had food and stuff. I want to take out the, like, run the dishwasher, all that stuff. Anyway, I probably got to the airport about 10:15, 10:20. But, y'all, flew to Lost Wages from there. And, y'all, I landed. And, y'all, to say that I've got the Lost Wages area, Puerto, down to a science, is probably an understatement.
Yes.
And so, y'all, I know this, the little, like, oh, you can cut a corner here and get to the head of the line there sort of thing. So, y'all, we landed at 4.
Is that p.m. in the afternoon?
Yes, 4 p.m. Pacific. I was 100% in my motel room at 4:30. And so, but y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I stayed at the Luxor. You know, that's the former lodging for Pride 48.
I thought you canceled that reservation.
Well, cheapness won out. Okay. And so, y'all, it was fine. The hotel room was fine. Like, on a scale of 1 to 5, I'd give it a 2.5. Okay? Like, it was certainly better than the Scarlet Roof Resort and Conference Center at the Pulse Ultra Club. It was certainly better than that. You know, it was dated. It was certainly at that point where soon it's going to be time to start refurbishing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fine.
Now, were you in the tower? I was in the tower.
I specifically was in the tower on purpose. Those rooms are typically nicer, but also they're on the north end of the resort, which is where the rideshare pickup is. So, you know, So, y'all, I was on the 22nd floor.
Ooh.
I was on the top, and I walked in the room, and it was a little bit warm. Y'all, the air conditioner was broken. So, I put in a hotline request, got changed.
Hotline.
Or whatever it's called. Got changed, went and got something to eat, you know, like, blah, 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 blah. Came back.
Did you go to the Shake Shack?
No, I don't think there is a Shake Shack.
Yeah, there is.
Mm-hmm.
Not at the Luxor, but there's one in Las Vegas.
Oh, well, I'm sure. But I went downstairs and walked over to Mandalay Bay and had Rick Bayless's place for dinner. And so, y'all, I was going to the Hog, if we're going to be honest. Like, there was a mission. But y'all, I walked back all the way to my room because I wanted to see if the air conditioning was fixed.
Oof.
And went up there. Still no air conditioning. It was 84 degrees in there.
Woo!
So, y'all, I called the front desk, and I said, you know, here's the deal. I need to know. Like, oh, we'll send someone up. They're just really busy. And I said, all right, well, I'm going out. I will not be back until late. So, like, I need to know if I'm going to have to switch rooms. Y'all, I hadn't unpacked or anything because I didn't want to do that and then have to switch rooms. You know, the old people like to unpack.
Oh, absolutely. Use the drawers, everything.
Yeah, leave all your shit behind. It's how we do it. Anyway, y'all went out and stepped outside of the Fun Hog Ranch about 9 and called the front desk. And I said, it's Mr. Vader. Can you tell me? Oh, it's all fixed, Mr. Vader. And so y'all, and I will say it was. So they did take care of that. But y'all, I was a little on edge because... Yeah, I didn't want to show up drunksies, you know, and then have to deal with all that. And I wasn't planning on being drunksies, but you know, these things happen. And you
did say the Hog.
Correct. And like whatever. So anyway, y'all, we had a good time. On Saturday, y'all, I actually went to a barber shop there in Las Vegas and got my hair did. And that was good. Y'all, Saturday night went out to Badlands. Well, and by Saturday night, I mean at 4 o'clock.
Right. Well, that's Saturday night.
Correct. And y'all, I was asking my favorite little bartender there. Y'all, he is a dead ringer for the jar. Except he's older. And I asked him, you know, about food. I said, I'm hungry. I've had a couple of beers. Like, I would like to eat because, you know, like, whatever. And
I'm fat.
So is he. And so he deadpanned. He sends me to this Mexican restaurant. Y'all, I walk in the door. First of all, I'm the only I'm the only white person in there.
No, 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 no.
Second, the waiters are dressed as clowns. Third, you got a balloon hat to put on while you ate. And y'all, I was too embarrassed to leave at that point. So, you know what I said?
Balloon hat it is. Was it orange?
It was red, but y'all, I said, give me a balloon hat. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, it was absolutely... The bartender was right. Yeah, it was some of the best Mexican food I've ever had in my life. Now, maybe if I'm nice, I'll share photos of me in said Mexican restaurant because
maybe
there
it could be the show art.
Y'all, there were photo opportunities in here. And so y'all, it was great. And on Sunday, y'all, I went out to the Hog and into Flex, went out for a little while. I wasn't out late. I was in bed by 9:30.
Ooh, out late.
Oh, I know y'all, but I had to get up early cause my flight on Monday, y'all, I'd switched flights because of weather. There was weather coming. So United had advised me to avoid the Northeast, so I rebooked to fly through Houston, which would have worked marvelously if the plane hadn't broken down. And so there was a little bit of an issue, but...
Were you in the air when that happened?
No.
Okay.
So, y'all, my layover, which was already like 2.5 hours, turned into 5.5 hours in Houston, so... ended up getting home a little after midnight.
Did they have a nice United Club there?
They have quite a few United Clubs in Houston since that's a hub.
Any with beds?
No, nor any with the new design with the really comfortable recliners. But Or at least none of the ones I've found. But y'all, I was committed after a few hours in there. I just sucked it up. Y'all, and whenever I got the 3-hour delay, I just said, well, I went to the bar and said, Bloody Mary me. And he said, yes, sir. So yeah, it was good. But got home. But y'all, going back to the point, which was not realizing how old you are, y'all, that wore me out.
Before you get to this, did you still have the balloon hat on?
No, I did not take that from the restaurant. I gave it to a small child. But y'all, wore me out. I was absolutely exhausted.
Yep.
And, you know, so I feel, y'all, but then I didn't take care of myself and I got the phlegm. And, yeah, so recovering from that. But don't worry, 2 weeks from today, I'll be in Vegas again. So there's that. Y'all with the Glavitas. Yes. And Scott from Saskatoon and Dave from Phoenix, not to be confused with Phoenix Dave.
Right. Who is from Red Stick.
Correct. So, yeah, we'll be doing that. Not to be confused with Crooked Hat, who.
No.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone. I can't find the mouse cursor. It's just here. Y'all, it's that time. I'm exhausted.
It's the downtown version of Dead or Alive. Yeah.
Y'all, it's time to play the game.
It's downtown or alive?
Right. Well, yeah. It's time to play the game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the names of some folks born on this day. And I have to tell you if they're dead or alive, which I don't usually know. But then also I have to guess, or I have to educate you rather on who they are. Ooh. I would never guess. No.
Caitlin Collins.
Ooh, y'all, she's alive. Y'all, she wrote those steamy romance novels.
Oh, yes. Caitlin Collins is indeed alive. She's an American TV journalist on CNN. CNN.
Well, I've never heard of that CNN, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're big with the old people. Mm. All right. Will Kellogg.
Ooh. Y'all, dead as a doornail. Y'all, he was the founder of, well, what was originally a mental institution, but later became the Kellogg Cereal Company.
Mm-hmm. Will Kellogg is indeed dead. He was an American cereal manufacturer, and he was born in where?
Kellogg, Pennsylvania.
Battle Creek, Michigan.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. Kellogg's. That's where Kellogg's was, Battle Creek, Michigan.
Oh, never
knew. All right. James Garner.
Oh, I don't know if he's dead or alive. Now, he's an actor. I'm going to go with dead. He was in a lot of those military movies, including my father's favorite one called Tank back in the 80s. Yeah.
Okay. James Garner is indeed dead. He was an American actor. He was in the Rockford Files.
Oh.
And he was Brett Maverick, which is what Earl Grey is named after. Do we have time for just one more?
Well, I suppose.
Okay.
Oh.
Wayne Rogers.
Wayne Rogers. Y'all, he's dead as a doornail. Y'all, he was the, back in Big Fatty's day, he did the radio programs, the telling a story on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wayne Rogers' Radio Hour, yes. Dead as a doornail, for sure. He was an American actor. He was on MASH. He was Captain Trapper John McIntyre. So.
Well, there you go.
Anyway.
How about that? Ooh. Oh, thank God.
So you're going to be in Hatville for Palm Sunday.
I will be, yeah.
And you're going to be in Lost Wages for... Jesus Day.
I'll be flying to Lost Wages on the Jesus Day.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to get on not the 6 a.m. flight. So.
Do they have an egg hunt at the United Club on that day?
Well, I believe we'll be having one of those in Vegas.
Ew! Okay. Well, you know, I hope you get the golden one.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Speaking of golden eggs, and by golden, I don't mean the expensive mineral. I'm just golden as in
ancient.
Almost dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.